Thank you, Pastor Kwong. And Pastor Kwong actually was my mentor.
谢谢光牧师，是来王光牧师所是我的导师。
Back then, and actually, my plan was to serve God full time at age of 55.
那他呢是我的导师，已经很多年前已经是了。
At that time,
我本来的计划呢是55岁的时候就全时间的侍奉主。
At the age of 44,
那在44岁的时候呢？
And Pastor Kwong pushed me out.
那光牧师把我推前一步。
So I started to serve the Lord full time at age of 44.
所以因此我就结果在44岁的时候就开始了全时间侍奉主。
Our ministry is in radio broadcasting, internet broadcasting, smartphone broadcasting. We produce a lot of thousands of programs.
那我们的事工呢，不但是电台广播、网站的广播，我们手机上面的广播也制造了很多呢不同的节目。
This program is we just produced last year, actually. It's Apostles' Creed. So we have a verse by verse, altogether 12 verses. Each of them have a commentary. So together like a 12 lessons plus a video introduction by me.
那这个介绍的新的制造的节目就是《使徒信经》。 每一节每一句呢，我们都给他一些的解释。
And altogether, about 7 hours of lessons over here.
那加起来差不多7个小时的课程。
So that's about theology.
那所以这个是神学方面的。
And then there's another one is a book I wrote, Amazing Universe, Amazing Good Fortune.
那另外这个书是我写的，是《奇妙的宇宙，奇妙的好运》。
And that's about God's creation in this universe and see how exquisite design it is and to see the amazing universe.
那这个是讲到描述到神的这个创造的宇宙，并且它里面那么奇妙的安排。
So the title, say Amazing Universe, Amazing Good Fortune, originally was with a question mark. Is that just good fortune?
那本来呢，我们这个题目是奇妙的好运，是有个问号在后面的。
So with these two, one in science, the other one in theology, I'd like to present that to a church as a gift for the church.
那我愿意把这两个东西送给教会作为教会的礼物，谢谢。 会放在我们教会的图书馆里面。
And today is, I would say, it's like a fourth session of this mission conference.
今天的讲道可以说是我们这个周末的宣道年会的第四讲。
Let me try. Yeah, it works great. In the past 2 days, now the third day,
在过去的两天里面，今天的第三天了。
And we have focused on what is peace after all.
那我们是注目在什么是平安，到底是怎么一回事情。
And we have focused on Ephesians.
我们呢，我们的注意在以弗所书里面。
And we have shared that with our brothers and sisters in Ephesians chapter 2.
我跟大家从以弗所书第二章里面来分享。
Well, really the key is the Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14.
它的中心经文呢是以弗所书第二章14节。
He himself is our peace.
他自己是我们的和好。
Because when we try to find peace, and having peace is different than feeling peaceful.
那我们去寻找那个平安的当中呢，那个感受到平安跟拥有平安是两回事情。
In this world, we are going to have sufferings. We are going to have persecutions.
在这个世界上，我们一定会有痛苦的事情，受逼迫的事情。
That you feel peaceful is just temporary.
所以假如你感到呢平安呢可能只是暂短的。
How will you have the eternal peace?
那你怎么能够拥有这个永恒的平安呢？
And the eternal peace itself is Jesus Christ himself is the peace.
啊，这个永恒的平安就是耶稣基督他本人就是你的平安。
So today we'll go to the second part of that message. The first part is to find peace.Finding peace in the time of temptation, in the time of persecution.
那今天我们讲两部分，第一部分就是怎么样在逼迫的当中找到平安。
The second part is after we found the peace, what should we do?
那第二方面就是当我们找到这个平安，我们怎么去拥有它。
We need to deliver the peace to others, right?
啊，当然我们也应当把这个平安也与别人来分享。
So.In the time of a persecution, not only we need to find the peace for ourselves, we also need to deliver the peace to others.
因此在逼迫的当中，不单是我们要找到平安，并且我们因为把这个所找到的平安与别人来分享。
So today, we'll go to the second part, and the key passage is from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14 to 21. Because it's a little bit long,How about let's read it responsibly and shall we rise?
那今天我们就是讲到第一部分呢，怎么样把这个平安与别人分享？我今天的经文是在哥林多后书第五章，我们这段经文呢比较长，我们起印来
We'll read responsive reading. In the first session, we found out what brothers and sisters prefer to stand up and to read passage.Then I will invite everybody. Let us rise up and let's read the passage.
好，我们一起啊，起印奉是啊，十四节到二十一节。
Let's read God's word. Second Corinthians 5:14. For Christ's love compelled us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. Response.
并且他替众人死叫那些在为自己活。
So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. And all this is from God, who reconciled us to himselfthrough Christ and give us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 20. And we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. As though God were making his appeal through us,We implore you on Christ's behalf and be reconciled to God. Verse 21. So that in him we might become the righteous throne of God. Please be seated.
请坐。
You need to adjust the brightness according to the lighting.And as we look into in the first part of the message is finding peace in the time of persecution.
刚才我们讲过第一部分，我们的信息是讲到在逼迫当中怎么样找到那个平安。
So today we'll focus on delivering peace in the time of persecution.
那今天我们的注目在怎么在逼迫当中。把这个平安与别人来分享。
If you were not here on Friday, many of you were not.
啊，那当然很多人礼拜五都没有在这里。
On Friday we have much smaller crowd.
啊，礼拜我们晚上的那个人的比较少。
So let me recap for you a little bit.
所以我重新呢，我温习一下我想讲的。
In 14 verse 14, Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 said.For he himself is our peace, who have made the two one and has destroyed the barrier and the dividing wall of the hospitality.
以弗所书第二章十四节这么说，因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间各段的墙。
And there is a note over here says, 原文作因他是我们的和睦。
The original could be translated as He is our peace.
Yes, indeed.
Indeed.
In the original language, literally means He Himself is our peace.
实在原里面实在是指的意思说他是我们的和好。
In other words, peace is not something you fear.
换句话说，那个平安不是因为没有那个惧怕的东西。
Your fear being peaceful is not long lasting.
因为我们是感受到的平安不是永恒的。
If you want to have an eternal peace, you want to have a peace forever, you got to have Jesus Christ Himself.
假如你希望永恒的平安，永远不会失去的平安，你所需要乃是拥有主耶稣基督自己。
In other words, then finding peace in the time of persecution, because He Himself is the peace, then what should we find?
那假如在逼迫当中我们要寻找那个平安，那我们要寻找什么呢？
So in other words, we can replace the peace with Jesus Christ, right? So how do we find peace? Finding Christ in the time of persecution.
换句话说，就是在你逼迫当中你怎么能够得到平安，就是你要找到耶稣基督自己。
Why?And yesterday we used a lot of illustration in history.
昨天我们在历史当中用了很多的例子来做来帮我看到。
Probably the most prominent one is during the time of the first to third century, Christians were severely being persecuted.
最显著的就是在第一到第三世纪的过程当中，初期信徒呢遭受到很大的迫害。
Most of the disciples, Jesus' disciples were martyred.
大部分耶稣的使徒都殉道了。
Even up to 280, 250 about that time, and the Christians were be eaten alive by lions, were burned alive as a human candle.
那直到那个公元250年左右那段时间呢，甚至到那个时候基督徒的仍然是会被呢丢在狮子狼当中被吃掉，或者在烧掉好像蜡烛一样。
Then in AD 313
那在公元呢313年，
And the edict of a tolerance was declared，
那这个罗马皇帝就公布一个命令。
Well, people think, well, probably Constantine has some moment-seeking vision. Is according to the legend.
那传说呢是那个君士但丁呢，罗马皇帝呢见到一个异象。
Well, actually, in the real history, is Emperor Constantine suddenly found out many soldiers surrounding him.Are already Christians.
其实真正历史呢是这个皇帝他发觉到原来他在周围的士兵很多是已经是基督徒。
So if he himself declared himself is a Christian and tolerate Christians and he will win the empire.
那么他呢就觉得如果他自己成为基督徒，那么他领到这些基督徒的士兵，他就会赢得了整个的国度。
And by about 600, AD 600,
那直到呢大概公元600年，
the whole Roman Empire became a Christian Empire.
那整个罗马帝国成为说基督教的帝国。
Did Jesus Christ use a single sword?
那耶稣基督有没有用过任何的刀剑呢？
Did he use a single horse?
有没有用过什么的兵马，马兵呢？
Did he use a single chariot?
有没有用过什么的武器呢？
Why?
为什么？
Because Jesus Christ himself is the peace.
因为耶稣基督本身就是那个和平。
When Jesus Christ come to heal people's heart, and then they will reconcile to God, and then we have the real peace.
啊，当耶稣就要进到每个人心里面，他们自己与神和好，那么当中我们就大家能够和好了。
Then we see in the verse 14 said, For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one. What does that mean? Made the two parties, two sides into one.
因此以弗所书第二章十四节这么说，他自己是我们的和好，并且将两下呢合成为一，拆掉中间隔绝的墙。
Exactly, has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
拆毁了两下中间隔绝的墙。
Only Jesus Christ can destroy the barrier and dividing wall of hostility.
只有耶稣基督能够把隔绝的仇恨的墙来拆毁。
On Friday evening, we have met pastors and missionaries from Arabic world.
我们礼拜晚上有那从亚拉伯地区来宣教做宣教的牧师们。
He himself was a Muslim.
他自己本来是一个回教徒。
Now a pastor.
那现在他是个牧师。
And I can share with you, only in a place I have observed that in Israel, you can have Arab, Palestinian Arabs.And Jewish Christians, that's what they call Messianic Jews, they sit by side and love each other in one church.
那我能够所观察的就只有在以色列呢，有一方面有着亚拉伯背景的基督徒跟巴勒斯坦的基督徒呢，和平平的在教会里面坐在一起。
They call Messianic Church.
那些的耶稣的信耶稣的犹太人。他们坐在一起，跟那亚拉伯信徒坐在一起，这个叫做是那个弥赛亚的教会。
Messianic Church consists of Messianic Jewish people and Messianic Arabic people.
那这些的弥赛亚教会呢，所里面有相信弥赛亚的亚拉伯人，相信弥赛亚的犹太人。
I knew a pastor from.He himself is from Pakistan.
我认识一个从巴基斯坦来的牧师。
And he was my classmate in the Dallas Theological Seminary in the Doctor Ministry class.
他在德州神学院的博士生的班的同学。
So I was very curious. You know, the Pakistan is predominantly a Muslim country.
那我觉得很奇�怪，因为这巴基斯坦呢。是主要是一个回教的国家。
And the Pakistani pastor leading a congregation in U.S. So I was curious. I asked him, what kind of congregation are you leading?
那我就觉得很奇怪，他做一个巴基斯坦的牧师，在美国带领一个教会，到底问他这个是怎么样的一个教会呢
？What language do you use to preach?
那你讲道是用什么言语呢
？He said, in my church.Half of them are Pakistani, half of them are Indian.
他就跟我说，我们在教会里面一半是巴勒斯坦人，一半是印度人。
When he preached, he used Urdu.
他讲到是用 Urdu.
That's common language.
就是他们的共同的语言。
For Urdu is spoken by Pakistani and Hindu.
对不起，不是巴勒斯坦，是巴基斯坦。说因为呢，乌鲁呢是印度跟巴基斯坦人他们的共通的言语。
So wherever you go, only when they really have Jesus Christ in their life, then you can see the peace.
所以无论你去到哪里，唯有当他们有耶稣进入他们的生命当中的时候，你才能够看到真正的和平。
So you can see here, for himself is our peace, who has made the two parties and two sides into one.And he destroyed the barrier and dividing wall of hostility.
因此呢，在这里呢，就十二节就讲到，耶稣基督他自己是我们的和平，并且他呢拆掉了隔绝的墙，跟那些的有废掉了冤仇的隔绝。
How?
怎么样去做呢
？With his own body.
是以他自己的身体
His own body being crucified on the cross.
因为他自己身体被钉在十字架上。
Abolishing in his flesh the hostility about these two groups.
把这两下的他们的冤仇呢，在十字架上就把它废掉了。
In Paul's time, he was talking about Jewish people and Gentile.
在那个保罗那个时代，他所讲的这两下是犹太人跟外邦人。
Then throughout history, we can see that Jesus Christ, His name, He Himself, always can reconcile two sides into one.
但是在历史的过程里面，我们看到耶稣基督总是能够把两个不同的群体把他们合在一起。
Then verse 16,
16节
And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross.
并且在两个两下成为一体呢，就把他们呢，与神和好。
By which he put to death their hostility.
他就这样呢，把他们冤仇消除掉了。
So here is the essence of a peace.
因此呢，这个是我们平安的那精髓的地方。
What is peace?
什么是平安？
Peace is not what you feel being peaceful.
平安不是你感受到那种平静的一个心态。
What is peace? Peace, the Jesus Christ, He Himself is our peace.
因为平安就是耶稣基督他自己是我们的平安。
How?
怎么样呢？
He brought these two sides into one and reconciled both of them into God.
他把两个对立的群体合在一起，已成为一个群体，跟神和好。
And that one body, he reconciled two into one. That is what he called the new mankind, new man. That new man be reconciled to God. That is called peace.
那这个新的群体与神和好呢？那就是一个叫了一个新人，这个就是我们所谓和平的意思。
Then 17.
17,
you said, and he came to preach peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
那并且他来传和平的福音给远处的人，也那近处的人。
Over here, the preach, the original word in original text literally means preaching gospel of a peace.
那么这个这个传扬呢，这个原文的意思就是传扬那个和平福音的信息。
Exactly, Evangelion, preach the good news of peace.
就是传扬那个和平的好消息。
So Jesus Christ, He came to this world. His purpose of His service is bring peace to the world.
那耶稣基督来到这世界，他主要的目的就要把这个平安带给世人。
He bring the peace is not to just let you to feel being peaceful.
他所带来的平安不是单单使到你能够感受到好像很平静。
He came to break the barrier and then destroy the hostility, have a two in one, and most important thing, and this one new man reconcile to God.
他所带来的平安是把群体之中那种的仇恨跟隔绝呢拆毁了，并且把两下成为一体，也跟神和好了。
So what is peace after all?
因此，至终来讲，什么叫做和平或者平安呢？
Jesus Christ creating in Himself one new people out of two sides in order to reconcile them to God.
就是耶稣就讲将两个不同群体呢，在他里面成为一个，并且与神和好。
So that is a real peace.
这个是真正的平安，是真正的和平。
Last Friday we also show you the example what happened about now 60 something years ago.
那我用另外一个事例来说明，就大概60年前。
Ecuador in South America. There was a group of people. They are savage.
那么在那个埃瓜多尔有一群呢叫原住民。
In the jungle of Amazon, there was a group of people, whoever in contact with them were killed.
啊，那么这群原住民呢，他在亚马逊河的森林里面呢，任何外来的人呢，他们会把他杀掉的。
So five missionaries, five of them, they went into that people, that group of people used to be called Alka Indian.
那么这有五位宣教士呢，他们去这个群体当中，他们是就叫 Alka 的印第安人。
And they mean to preach gospel to them.
那么他们的原意呢，是要把福音传给他们的。
But shortly after they have encountered with them, all five of them been speared to death.
那当他们跟他接触之后，很快五个都被他们用矛枪刺死了。
Actually, these missionaries they actually carry gun with them.
其实这些宣教士他们都带着枪的。
In the movie clip, they actually show they actually holding a gun.
啊，在那个一个电影拍的电影呢，描述他们生平的故事的电影。
It's a documentary, actual real footage.
是那个的事实的一个纪录片的过程里面，他们是带着枪的。
But they decided not to use a gun.
但是他们决定不要用他们的枪。
Rather to be speared to death.
他情愿呢。被对方呢用矛枪刺死。
After this five missionaries they died in the jungle.
啊，那么这五个宣教士就在森林里面呢，算是他们的生命了。
Jim Elliot, his wife.
其中有一个叫做 Jim Elliot, 他的太太。
His wife Elizabeth Elliot.
啊，太太叫 Elizabeth,
伊丽莎白。Daughter.
跟他的女儿。
And Nathan sends a sister, Rachel.
那另外一位宣教士 Nathan 他们的他的妹妹呢就是 Rachel
three women went back into the tribe
这三个女人呢他们又从后来重新回到这个森林那边
live with them
跟这个的 Oka 的印第安人他们一起同住
Rachel actually stayed with them for whole life finally eventually died in among them at pretty advanced age
啊，那么这个其中那个 Rachel 呢其实在他一生都在这个群体当中直到很年老呢在那边去世的
and Nathan's son Stephen went back to that tribe
那么这个 Nathan 的儿子呢 Stephen 他后来也去这个的族裔当中
and found his father's killer named Micaiah
他就找到呢当日呢，刺死他父亲的那个
spear to death
那个的人
the killer、
啊、
really the killer of his father
杀死他父亲的那个人
Micaiah
他的名叫 Micaiah
Micaiah already became a Christian、嗯、
那这个已经成为一个基督徒了
not only Micaiah became a Christian Micaiah accomplished Stephen came to US and Canada go around preach the gospel、
嗯、那这个人呢，不单呢成为基督徒，他并且跟着 Stephen 来到美国加拿大去传扬神的福音的信息。
And Stephen actually called him grandpa。
啊，甚至呢，这个 Stephen 把他叫做呢祖父。
What can bring the peace？
所以谁能够什么能够带来那个和平呢
？To a tribe, a group of people are savage。
嗯，本来这一个群体好像这很野蛮的。
Just in one generation, killing stopped.
但是在一代的当中，就这个杀死外人的这个习惯就停止了。
Well, we'll say let's trace back the history. You say, well, because they are savage people, they did not have a contact with outside people, so that happens, right? But how about this history account happens quite recent too? It's only in 1900.
那另外有些人就这么说哦，因为他们是以前是野蛮的，后来他们呢那个开始开放了，学习了文明，所以呢就改变了。
In China，
那我们另外一个的事例就是
1900年
，OK。
Yet there's a group in English translation is called Boxers。
那我们记得有那个义和团的
，in China they call 义和团。
义和团的
，Well actually is officially government sponsored rebellion。
其实这个义和团呢是其实政府所怂恿的一种的暴动。
Well, actually, this group of Boxers, they killed about 30,000 innocent Christians and foreigners, including 189 missionaries and their families and children.
在这个暴乱当中呢，这个义和团呢杀死了30,000个基督徒，其中包括189个宣教师跟他们的家人。
And you know Hudson Taylor's inland mission, China inland mission.
啊，大家听过我们戴德生他的内地会的这个宣教机构。
China inland mission lost almost 50 missionaries and their families and their children, the youngest one, 2 years old.
啊，当时呢，这个内地会的宣教师有50位被杀死，他们的家人都死掉了，最小的在2岁而已。
Nowadays, when you watch TV, you saw ISIS behead people. That's exactly what Chinese did.
那今天你看到这些极端的回教徒 ISIS， 他们把人家砍头。其实当日呢，这义和团的暴乱呢也是这么做。
186 missionaries were killed. 30,000 Christians were killed.
那180个宣教师跟他家庭被杀死了。30,000个基督徒被杀死了。
So of course, and then the Empress Dowager 慈禧 declared war to 11 nations.
啊，那接着呢，慈禧太后呢，她就向了十一个国家的宣战。
And then that caused 8国联军 8 nation united force attack China.
啊，就这个后来就成为8国联军来攻打中国。
So for Chinese people, we call that imperialism invasion, right?
那我们中国人就说这个是外国的帝国主义的侵略。
But what is the result?
那结果如何呢？
Of course, this group of boxers won't be able to resist the foreign official nations.
当然，这群呢义和团没有办法呢。
So the official forces, of course, they won't be able to resist.
抵抗这八国的联军呢没有办法。
So at a result, and the China government was defeated. Of course.
那结果他们也失败了。那满清政府也被打败了。
So immediately follow that is called an unequal treaty.
那结果呢就是。有一个不平等的条约呢签署了。
And equivalent to every single person has to pay about 4万万两银子 every one person has to pay about 1 ounce of silver in China to these foreign countries.
那就那个条约里面呢差不多来讲呢平均来讲是说每个中国人呢，要出一两的银子的那个价格的赔款给那这些国家外国。
Other countries like Russia, of course, they happily took it.
啊，那这些国家呢，那个包括俄国呢，他们的数额他们很高兴。
Japan of course happily took it.
接受这些的罚款呢，日本也非常高兴接受了。
Well, actually.Among all of this, there's only two parties actually show some justice and Russia so show some justice.
那么在这个外国的团体里面呢，有两个国家的表达有一点的正义感。
U.S. government returned the reparation and used that money to start it.Tsinghua University.
啊，那美国政府就把这个罚款呢退回呢，就用这个钱呢开始清华大学。
The other one is Hudson Taylor.
那另外一个就是戴德生。
Hudson Taylor lost almost 50 missionaries during that event.
那戴德生他的内地会呢，在这个暴乱的当中呢，死去50个宣教师。
But he refused any payment for the loss of a property or life.
那么他拒绝了接受任何的损失的赔偿。
That is reason today you see the China Inland Mission has such a great impact in China.
啊，因此今天你在中国呢，共产的中国的里面呢，仍然能够看到内地会在中国那种影响力。
There are many mission organizations back then in China.
Most
of them, people see that it's a foreign imperialism invasion.
那很多这些机构呢, 中国的百姓把这些看为是外国的帝国主义的势力的一个侵略的一种的, 桥梁。
You can see here's Hudson Taylor.
那我们大家能够看到他图片里面的 戴德森。
Just a few months before he died. That's the last picture.
这个是他去世之前几个月的一个照片。
He died in China.
他是在中国去世的。
About preach to the last moment.
他到最后一股气, 他总是在传扬神的福音。
As that's what Hudson Taylor said.
那他是这么说。
That's a famous word, you probably heard that before.
这他所讲的话大概很出名, 大家可能已经听过了。
If I have 1,000 pounds, and China should have it all.
假如我一千英镑, 中国呢, 能够得做全部。
If I have 1,000 lives, China should have it all.
假如我有1,000条命, 中国人应当得到所有,
Most of Chinese people heard that, but stop over here, right?
那很多中国人都听过这个, 就在这里停止了。
But he continued to say,
但其实他是继续讲下去的。
No, not China, but Christ.
不是为着中国, 而是为着耶稣基督。
No, not China, but Christ.
不是为着中国, 而是为着耶稣基督。
Can we do too much for him? Can we do enough for such a precious Savior?
有谁能够为他做得足够这么宝贵一个救主, 谁能够为他做得足够的事情呢?
Indeed, for many Chinese around here, we need to remember it is not for China.
实在是的，我们这边很多中国人， 戴德森所做的不是为着中国，
It's for Christ.
他是为着耶稣基督。
Because Christ is our peace.
因为是耶稣，他是我们的和平。
So maybe sometimes people ask me, Oh yeah, you are the director, executive director for Far East Broadcasting Company, Chinese department, right?
所以很多人就问我，黄牧师，你是远东广播电台的中国部门的施工主任哦。
You are ethnic Chinese, of course. You want to preach the gospel to Chinese people.
你作为中国人，当然你希望把福音传给中国人呢。
For the same reason, I would say. No, not China, but Christ.
但我同样的理由，我应当是回答说， 不是为着中国人， 而是为着耶稣基督的缘故。
I can share with you why is the reason today is so crucial to preach the gospel to Chinese people.
当然我可以跟你分享为什么今天这么具有战略性的来把福音传给中国人。
Well, Frankly speaking, if you look at the whole world,
从客观的角度来看, 让你看整个世界,
there are about 2.3 billion Christians in the whole world.
那整个世界来讲, 统计大概, 23亿的基督徒,
about 33%,
差不多三分之一,
yeah, about one third. But then the next two largest group are Muslims and Hindus.
那接着呢，两个最大的群体就是回教徒跟印度教徒。
And these two groups together is about 2.7 billion.
那这两个群体加在一起差不多27亿人。
But I would like to share with you a fact.
那我愿意跟大家分享另外一个事实。
Average in a Christian family, how many children do they have? You know?
平均在那个基督徒家庭里面大概平均有多少小孩子啊
1.8
1.8个小孩
1.8 is not enough to fill the two parents, right?
那么当然 1.8呢 不能够是代替了两个父母嘛
So that means the Christian population is shrinking
所以假如从这个角度去看呢 基督徒的人数呢 或基督家庭人数越来越少
How about Muslim families and Hindu families?
那假如呢, 回教徒的家庭, 印度教家庭呢?
Average 4.5 children.
他们平均的孩子呢是 4.2。
Well, frankly speaking, 50 years from now,
所以从很客观来讲啊，50年之后
Muslims say, yeah, we don't need to preach the gospel of Muhammad.
那么
we will conquer the world by our population.
那么回教徒可以说，我们不必去传扬穆罕默德的他的教训，我们只要生养众多就可以征服这个世界了。
Well, we need to wake up.
我们必须呢醒悟过来。
Yeah, now is a crucial moment to really preach the gospel of peace.
现在是我们应当醒悟过来。
Not only to Muslims, not only to Hindus.
那应当是醒悟过来，是不要当好好去传福音，不单单只给回教徒，给印度教徒。
Because frankly speaking, it's very hard and very important, but it's very, very hard. It takes years, years, years to cultivate to gain one believer.
这两个群体上传福音非常重要，但是是非常困难，要经过很多年的努力才能够慢慢培养跟他们这种关系。
But there is one group over here is called unaffiliated.
那总有还有一个群体呢，我们这里写说是没有任何的宗教的背景的。
What is unaffiliated? Is a Yes, they are not really atheists. They just don't know what to believe.
这个不是说的是无神教，是他说
they don't know what to believe.
他们不知道信什么。
Well, frankly speaking, it's not really atheists. They don't have any. They don't know what to believe yet.
只不过他们不是无神论者，他们只不过不知道信什么。
Where are they?
他们在哪里啊
？Most of them, where are they?
这些人在哪里啊？最大部分
in China,
在中国。
About 1.1 to 1.2 billion people, right there.
在十一亿的人是在中国。
Well, then I would like to share with you the good news.
那我愿意跟大家分享一个好消息。
In past 67 years,
在过去67年的里面。
Why 67 years?
为什么67年呢
？Because New China under communist government.Started in 1949 to now is 67 years.
为什么67年？因为那个新中国在共产党底下呢，就1949年到现在67年了。
In 1949, there were about 1 million Christians in China.
在1949年，在中国大概有100万的基督徒。
Now, very conservatively estimate 67 million.
那现在最保守的估计呢，在中国有6700万的基督徒。
Some people said 1 billion.
那有些人是这么说，差不多。
I would say 67 billion. 67 million is a very conservative.
有些人说一个1亿了，但是我觉得那个6700万是比较保守的一个估计。
Well, some people say 100 million. We say 67 million is a very conservative. So 67 million compared to 1 million, how many times?
那所以你对比呢，6700万跟原来的100万，相差多少呢
？67 times, right?
增长了67倍，对不对
？So in 67 years, 67 times.
所以在67年的里面要增加67倍。
That's phenomenal growth.
这个是非常恒大的一个增长。
In other words, China.And the Chinese all over the world now is the group most receptive to the gospel.
换句话可以来说呢，中国在中国里面中国人或在国外的中国人现在是最容易接受福音的那个群体。
And then we think about that to reach out to rest of about 2.6 billion unreached, that including Muslims and the Hindu, and you need a huge group of a.Christians and missionaries to reach out to them, right?
那我们想象要能够去传福音给27亿的印度跟回教徒的人，是需要一个很大的传福音的群体。
Where are these missionaries coming from?
那这些宣教是从哪里来呢
？Then you have to have a huge people groups population base, right?
啊，所以你必须要一个一巨大群体做你根据地。
I'm also very thankful to report to you another good news.
所以因此我也很高兴跟大家讲另外一个好消息。
And the churches, especially house churches in China, just 2 years ago had a movement now.
啊，在中国的教会，特别是家庭教会，他们现在有个运动。
It's called 2030 movement.
啊，就是2030的一个的运动。
And they have made a published declaration. We pray that by year 2030, church in China will be able to send out 20,000 missionaries to all over the world doing cross-cultural evangelism.
他们呢做了一个宣言，他们愿意委身，希望在2030年的时候，中国教会能够差派超过20,000的宣教师做那个跨越文化的宣教工作。
The reason is that, we calculate that by now, Chinese people has received from foreign missionaries to China about 20,000 so far.
啊，那为什么这样计算呢？因为到目前为止呢，中国的人的接受受到外国的差来宣教师他们的福气呢，他们有20,000个宣教师所带来的。
Then let's think in this way.
所以我们这么去想。
For we Westerners,
作为我们西方在住在西方的人
，When we go to Middle East,
我们去中东
，We go to Pakistan,
我们去
predominantly the Muslim country,
去巴基斯坦，去其他呢主要回教的国家
，We are easily become a target.
那个西方的人就很容易成为一个目标。
A Chinese territories can sneak in there doing business easily. They are doing that already.
中国人确实比较容易能够去到他那些的国家里面来做生意。
And Chinese do not have a historical conflict and historical hatred, hostility between Chinese people and Muslim people.
并且从过去的传统来看呢，这中国人跟那亚拉回教的群体人当中没有什么的冲突矛盾的事情。
So the bottom line is not China, no, not China, but Christ.
啊，所以但无论如何，最基要的不是中国，而是耶稣基督。
If we look at the global strategy for evangelism, that is a must.
啊，假如我们看整个世界传福音的那个策略的话。
So here is a bridge. That is a bridge. We can bring the gospel to the rest of the world.
所以我们看到这些不同的桥梁能够把那个福音带到世界的各处。
So what is the real peace?
所以真正的和平是什么呢？
He himself is our peace. He's the one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross.
他自己是我们的和平，他把两下呢成为一体，然后把这个一个新的群体跟神和好。
But it is hard.
当然这不是容易的事情。
It's very hard.
这个很困难的事情。
A few months ago I was in Philippines and shared a similar the calling to the people not to Chinese, actually to Pinoy.
那过 to Filipinos. 几个月前我在菲律宾，我同样的一个这个信呼召不是向中国人，向菲律宾人。
And Pinoy told me,
那他们跟我这么说，
Why should we preach the gospel to Chinese people? The Chinese government, they kick us around.
我们为什么要去传福音给中国的人呢？中国政府把我们踢来踢去。
And they draw the lines of their territory sea almost next to our island.
啊。并且中国呢，他们把他们的海域的领域呢，就做那弄条线呢，就好划到我们这边来。
Well, then I said to them, I said, brothers.
那我跟他们说，弟兄姐妹啊
，China is very wealthy, very powerful.
不错，现在中国是很有钱，有钱，很有势力，权力。
And China can be the greatest blessing to the world or the greatest curse to the world.
但中国可以成为世界的最大的祝福，也可以成为中国世界最大的咒诅啊。
How China can be a greatest blessing to the world?
中国能够怎么样成为最大的祝福呢？
If they believe in Jesus Christ, right?
假如他们能够信耶稣基督。
Otherwise, if you don't preach gospel to them, they can be your curse.
那假如你不向中国来传福音的话，那中国能够成为你们的咒诅哦。
So I share that with our brothers and sisters in U.S. as well.
所以同样，我向我们中国的、美国的弟兄姐妹也同样的分享这个信息。
Sometimes you may feel the Chinese government, the current regime, had a bad taste in your mouth.
啊，有时候你感觉到现在中国的政府他们所做法呢？在你口里面的不好的滋味。
But the bottom line is, we need to bring the people in China and all over the world to Christ, then we will have peace.
那但是最终的底线呢，是我们必须把中国的人、把世界每个群体都他们带到基督里面，那么这个是我们真正的和平。
It is hard.
这个很困难的事情。
It is hard for us to bite our tongue, to take it, to swallow the pill.
当然了，这个困难就是我们怎么能够咬住自己呢？来吞这个，吞下这个观念。
Because why?
为什么？
If we now we turn back to the passage today.
那我现在回头看了我今天所采用的经文。
Second Corinthians 5:14.
哥林多前后书第五章第十四节。
For Christ.Love compels us.
耶稣原来借着基督的爱激励我们。
Well, the following sentence is sometimes is puzzling, is it?
跟着那一句呢，有时候让我们感觉到有点迷惑。
Because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died.
因为想呢，既然一人就替众人死，那众人都死了。
Well, as traditionally in the church, we always teach.One died for all of us, so we all live, right?
那我们就想啊，在传统在教会里面常常讲到，一个人为我们死，我们都活着了。
In most of the Western churches, Western Christianity, we always say gospel is you believe in Jesus Christ, you go to heaven, right?
啊，那在西方教会呢，通常的福音的信息都这么说，你相信耶稣基督去天堂啊。
Well, really?
是了吗
？Well, please.I give you offer. I give you $100 when we leave. If you can find this sentence in the Bible.
那我给你100块钱。假如你在能够在圣经里面找到说信耶稣基督能够去天堂，这
信耶稣上天堂
啊，
就放在后面。
要找到这句话呢，我送100块钱给你。
You believe in Jesus and you go to heaven.
啊，要
Can you find it?
在圣经里面能够找到这句话吗？相信耶稣能够去天堂。
In Bible says.When we believe in Jesus Christ, we have eternal life, right?
圣经里面是说，我们相信耶稣基督，我们就永生。
How do we have eternal life?
那我们怎么样永生呢？
We believe in Jesus, we will be born again, right?
我们相信耶稣基督，我们能够就重生。
If you are, you need to be born again, that means you need to die first, right?
假如你要重生，那很明显呢，你要先要死去，对不对？
If you haven't died, how can you be born again?
假如你没有死去呢，你怎么能够重生呢？
How can you have the life again?
你怎么能够再活的生命呢？
So a lot of time we are not willing to do the things we need to do, and Jesus Christ wants us to do. The reason why is that our old self has not died yet.
那有很多时候我们不愿意做耶稣就要我们做的事情，为什么？因为我们的这个老我还没有死去。
Christ died for all, and therefore all died.
耶稣就替我们死，因此我们都死了。
And he died for all that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again.
并且他替我们死，是让我们这些人当活着的时候不再死去的人。不再替自己活着，乃是替那为我们死跟复活的主来活着。
Dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，Only we die with Christ，
唯有当我们与耶稣基督一同死，
then we will live with Christ.
那我们才能够一跟他一起活着。
Only we died with Christ.
唯有我们与他一起死。
Today we will live for Christ.
今天我们才能够为他而活。
Therefore, 17.
因此十七节这么说。
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So here is a point, but I don't have much time, so I just flash some of them to you. I read just a couple sentences for you.
那所以这里呢，我时间关系没有办法详细。但我讲解念几句话给你们听。
I must die. When called to do something I don't want to do.
假如被呼召做一些事情我不愿意去做呢，那我自己要死去。
I must die when I wish to be selfish and serve no one.
假如我自私不愿意服侍别人的话，那我必须自己应当死去。
In other words,
换句话说，
If you during in this time of a persecution, only thing you are thinking about is find a peaceful mind. You just want find to feel being peaceful. You need to die.
那就讲就是说，在这个受逼迫的情况底下，你说要寻找一个的平静的心情，一个平安的环境，那你必须先死去。
Because you do not have Christ yet.
为什么？因为你还没有耶稣基督。
Because Jesus Christ, He Himself is our peace.
因为耶稣基督他自己是我们的和平。
Jesus Christ, only when you have Jesus Christ in your life, not only He died for you, also you die with Him.Then you have this new life.
唯有耶稣基督在你生命里面，不单是他为你死，你要跟他一起死，你才能够有他的新的生命。
Therefore, what kind of life? And with this kind of people, that kind of person who died with him and resurrected with him, what is a sign?
那这样的一个人与他一起同死，那一同复活，他们有什么的记号呢？
In Romans 6:11 says.
罗马书第六章第十一节这么说。
In the same way, count yourself dead to sin and but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
同样的，你要看自己是死的，看在耶稣基督耶稣里是活的。
So sin will no longer be your master.
那罪就不再做你的主。
Sin has no control at you at all.
罪就不再能够控制你了。
And you are a new person, a new man.
你就成为一个新的人。
That old self been buried.
这个旧我呢已经被埋葬了。
That old self been crucified with Christ.
这个旧我已经跟耶稣基督同钉十字架。
That your old self been crucified and buried with Christ.
你这个旧我呢已经跟耶稣同钉十字架，并且被埋葬了。
And now you have a new life and resurrected life in you.
那现在在你里面有一个复活的新的生命。
So, second. So for this kind of person, and he died for all that who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them.
那说这样的一个人呢，他们现在活着不是在这为自己活，而是为替他们死而活的主来活着。
So Jesus Christ died for us, our old self died with Christ. Now we live is for Him and for Him only.
所以因此，耶稣基督为我们死，我们的旧我与他一起同死。现在我们活着呢，是唯一要活着，就是为他活着。
In Philippines, I saw a lot of a building like this, beautiful building.
在菲律宾，我看到很多这一类的很漂亮的建筑物啊，外表。
If we take that building and put it into a New York in Flushing, they will cost probably $2-3 million.
那这样的建筑物在弗拉森地方大概两三百万美金啊。
But it is tomb.
那其实这个是坟墓啊。
People didn't want to die and be buried.
因为很多人不愿意死去埋葬。
This kind of buildings have AC in there.
所以他们就死去就把棺木放在这样的建筑
里面。Actually, some of them has a banquet hall, so all the relatives can gather in that banquet hall.
甚至里面有那可以摆设筵席的一个一个房间呢，他们的亲戚朋友在那边可以那个盛宴。
Now we are a new man.
让我们是新的人。
Let old self be buried.
让我们的旧我被埋葬了。
With Christ.
跟耶稣基督一同被埋葬。
Resurrect with Christ.
并且我们自己那个耶稣基督一同复活。
Now we are a new man.
现在我们新的人。
So with such a person, he died with Christ and resurrected with Christ. What is the difference?
所以这个人他以跟耶稣就同时一同复活，他有什么不同的分别呢？
So from now on we regard no one from the worldly point of view, though we once regard Christ in this way, we do so no longer.
现在我们不再凭外貌来认人了，曾经我们一度是凭外貌去认耶稣基督，但现在不再这么样去承认了。
Dear brothers and sisters, in the history, why there was so much hatred, especially when the Mid-Eastern people, Arab people, called Christians the Crusaders.
那弟兄姐妹，为什么过去历史里面这么多仇恨在群体当中，特别好像中东的亚拉伯人看我们是这些的
十字军
东征的人呢？
Because that's,When Crusader went into Jerusalem, killed all the residents, including all Muslims and Jewish people, killed all of them, and according to historical account, the blood be over the anchor.
那么因为在历史的记载呢，十二军东征打进耶路撒冷，把所有城内的犹太人跟回教徒都杀死了，甚至流血了，差不多到脚眼的那这么深的血。
Those Christians, they thought, yeah, my Jesus Christ is a conqueror. Of course, I raise my sword, I conquer this land.
所以因为这些的东军的人认为啊，我们的主耶稣就是他是个征服者，所以我们举起刀剑来替他征服这个世界。
Today we heard.Similar kind of words.
那今天我们
from those politicians.
我们听到了同类的那个
Yeah, we bomb them back to Stone Age.
跟我们的好像我们政客他们这样说，我们把他们放逐回去。
轰炸。We bomb them.
我们的扎起来把那个。
We bomb them to back to the Stone Age.
出那个石器时代。
Jesus Christ is not like that.
但是耶稣基督却不是这样。
Peace, the true peace, can only from humility and love.
真正的平安是从真正的谦卑跟爱表达出来。
So Jesus Christ told us in Luke 14:27.
路加福音十四节的
14:27.
27节。
If anyone who does not carry his cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
人不背起这十字架来跟随我，不能够做我的门徒。
I know a lot of people, brothers and sisters, would like to wear a cross.
我知道很多弟兄姊妹愿意喜欢带一个十字架，对不对
？A beautiful cross.
漂亮的十字架。
Decorated cross.
是一个装饰的十字架。
A cross with diamonds.
甚至十字架上有壮士。
But Jesus told us to bear cross.
但是耶稣却叫我们是背着十字架。
What is the difference between wearing cross and bearing a cross?
那背十字架跟带着一个十字架有什么分别呢？
Is cross for wearing or for bearing?
十字架到底是我们去背呢，还是让我们去带呢？
So dear brothers and sisters,Peace in the time of persecution is not for us to avoid persecution.
弟兄姐妹，在逼迫当中的平安不是叫我们避开那个逼迫。
Peace in the time of persecution is for not for us to avoid and to prevent our persecution.
那个在逼迫当中呢，要得到平安，不是我们去 逃避或者是防止那个逼迫。
Because our Lord already told that whoever want to be my disciple, you have to bear the cross with cross.
因为耶稣基督已经一早跟我们讲，谁要做了门徒，你要背我的十字架。
The peace is even there's a persecution, there's a hardship, you still have peace.In your life,
他所应许的平安，就是在人虽然在你在被逼迫的当中、苦难当中，你仍然在心里面有平安。
So for a person now with a new life,
因此作为一个拥有新生命的一个人
，and you already died with Christ, resurrected with Christ, then what is really new?
我们已经与耶稣基督同死，一同复活了。那什么是新的呢？
So 17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come.
哥林多后书五章的十节，若有人在基督里，他就是新造人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
I'll give you an illustration.
我给一个事例给大家看。
A life before was like a caterpillar.
我以前的生命就好像这个虫，虫一样。毛虫一样。
A caterpillar became a raccoon, a cocoon.
那么它就慢慢接了茧了啊。
And then eventually become a beautiful butterfly.
那最后呢，就出来了，成为一个漂亮的蝴蝶。
When the caterpillar in the cocoon didn't know his life will be metaphor to a beautiful butterfly can fly, not only crawl.
那这个毛虫在这个茧的当中的时候，他不知道他将来会变成这么的漂亮的这个蝴蝶一样。
When he was in the cocoon, he thought he was being persecuted.
他在这个的茧里面，他觉得好像被困住、被逼迫一样。
He thought he was in bondage.
他好像被捆绑一下。
No, brothers and sisters, we are more than conquerors.
不是，我们不是被捆绑，我们是得胜有余的。
Because when Jesus Christ, His life is in us, and one day we'll be like that butterfly.
当因为耶稣基督的生命在我们里面，有一天我们要成为这个美丽的蝴蝶。
We can fly, not only crawl on the ground.
我们不单单是会在地上爬，而且我们会飞的。
And then, what will be our responsibility then?
那我们的责任是什么？
In verse 20, we are therefore, can we read together? Verse 20.
我们的责任是什么？我起念二十节。
We are therefore Christ ambassadors, as though we're making his appeal, and through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. So now, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we have this.Responsibility and purpose of our life is to be the ambassador for Christ.
现在做耶稣基督的信徒，我们就有这种责任，就是我们有什么使命，就是成为耶稣基督的使者。
So that make people to be reconciled with God.
我们邀请，我们劝人家与耶稣基督来和好。
So that is the process of delivering peace.
这个就是我们呢，去这个把这个平安交给人，分享给人的办法。
And then let me give you another analogy.
我给大家另外一个比喻。
Our life used to be like a tadpole.
我们好像那个青蛙没有变青蛙之前那个
蝌蚪。Yeah, when the tadpole was in a water pond.
那当蝌蚪在那个池。水池里面的时候
，now severe drought
啊，现在呢很旱
，and the pond becomes smaller and smaller and smaller。
那水越来越少了，这个池呢越来越小了
，and start to become actually small puddles of water。
那后来变成了就一小圈子的水。
And the tadpole was so scared。
那这蝌蚪就觉得很恐惧，
scared of the persecution surrounding him，
惧怕他觉得好像周围都要逼迫来到了，
scared of the hardship surrounding him， so oh how I'm going to live
啊，那也非对周围的这个环境觉得很苦啊，我怎么活下去呢？
But he didn't know that，
但是他不知道。
One day he will become.
有一天他会变成一个青蛙。
One day he will become a frog.
有一天他会变为青蛙。
A frog is not restricted to the water, right?
那这个青蛙它不再被受限制在水的里面了。
Frog can go above the water.
它能够在水外面也是去生活。
He can jump to anywhere.
它能够跳周围去跳。
Because he now has the real peace in his life.
所以他可以说现在他在生命里面真正得到的平安了。
So for a frog, he has a very important responsibility in his life.
因此这个青蛙在他生命里面有一个非常重要的责任。
And that is his responsibility. Go back to the tadpole to tell him, don't be afraid. You are going to be a frog. You will escape that water.
就他要回他的责任就回去跟那个蝌蚪说呢，不要害怕。你会脱离这个的水的限制的。有一天
，Dear brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹们
，Do not be afraid，
不要惧怕。
Peace in the time of persecution is Jesus Christ Himself。
在逼迫当中的平安就是耶稣基督自己。
And we shall be ambassadors for Christ，
并且我们要成为他的使者。
Shall we pray？
我们一起祷告。
Our Father God, we thank you. We thank you for all your words encouraging us. Compare us. Do not be afraid, even in the time of our persecution, because we know He Himself, Jesus Christ, is our peace. With Him, in Him,We shall spread the good news of this peace to all other people. We shall be ambassador. We shall be ambassadors for Jesus Christ, our dear Lord. We thank you. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen.